we dedicated this year's shiurim to the unique aspects of Pesach, where it coincides with Shabbos, it coincides with Matzah Shabbos. So there are some very real comparisons between the celebration of Pesach, particularly the first day of Pesach, and Shabbos. Not just the fact that it's called Bimachos Shabbos, that it's even called explicitly as a Yom Shabbos in the Torah, but the two terms that we associate with mostly with Hilchos Shabbos happen to make a major appearance in terms of Hilchos Pesach as well. The two terms of Shabbos, of course, are Shomer V'Zochor, V'Dibarech and Emru, so Shmir Shabbos. So the term Shomer appears in the context of Pesach in many, many places. Shomer Chodesh Aviv, Ushmartim Es Hamatzos, Leil Shimurim, Ushmartim Es Avodah Zos. The term Shemira is found probably more with Pesach than it is by any of the Yontif. The term Zechira also is very much related to the Yontif of Pesach. Zochor Se Yom Hazesh Es Mitzrayim, Laman Tizkos Yom Tzeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, how many other places? Yom Lachem Zikaron V'chavosem Chag L'Hashem. I mean, everything is Zechira, Zechira, Zechira. Everything is Shemira, everything is Zechira. So we can almost say, you can borrow the phrase of Shomer Zochor Dibarech and Emru concerning Shabbos, concerning Pesach as well. What is the significance of this phrase, and how does this impact on the celebration of Pesach? So we have a famous Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, where the Ramban highlights the fact that the mitzvah of Shemira Shabbos, the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos, really conjure up different images of what Shabbos is all about. That Shemira Shabbos is focusing on the Los Haseis. That's what we spent 99% of last year learning, the Los Haseis, the Shemira Shabbos, the nose in Shabbos. The Zechira Shabbos, the mitzvah zeseg. So obviously the mitzvah of Kiddush, that's first and foremost, but then at least according to many Rishonim, the Ran and the Shabbos quotes, that Zohar refers to Suda Shabbos also, and Zohar and Hadlachas Tevris, all the Havdalah quoted around, all the mitzvah zeseg that surround Shabbos are all subsumed under the phrase of Zohar. What is the fundamental difference between Shomer and Zohar? So Ramban has this famous Yisrael in Pashas Yisrael that Shomer and Zohar are different in the sense of that Shomor is Los Haseis, and Los Haseis emanate from Yiras Hashem. When you're afraid of something, when you take a step back, you're frightened, you're in awe of something, so you don't want to step on anybody, so you stay away. That's what Shemira is. Shemira is that we have a tremendous pachad, a tremendous Yir Shemayim, that requires us to observe the Los Haseis. The Mitzvah Haseis are totally different. The Mitzvah Haseis emanate from Avas Hashem. You want to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You want to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you want to be close to somebody, when you feel very close to someone, you want to spend a lot of time together. You want to do things for them. You don't want to stay far away. Forget. You want to actively be involved with the other person. So too with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when the Mitzvah Zechira, the Mitzvah Haseis, those are all reflections of a person's Avas Hashem. The Ramban then goes on to show you what's the hierarchy of mitzvahs. Is Ava greater than Yira? So the Ramban claims that Ava is a greater level of Avodas Hashem than Yira. And the Ramban has a Chiddush, and he says that's the reason why I say is Dochalos Hasei. So we learned Masechet Yevamos, so we spent a lot of time talking about this Ramban. That's not what the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara seems to say a little bit of a different reason. So there's a lot of lumdus, those who come back for Junzman, or whenever we get to the Sugis Nafmem in Ksubis, about I say Dochalos Hasei, so maybe we'll come back to this Ramban again in terms of lumdus. But in terms of Drush, so the Ramban develops this whole idea that there are really two different parts of Avodas Hashem. If Chazal tells us that Shomer V'Zochor V'Dibarech and Emru, so what that really means is that you have to have a combination of both. Some people are very good at Avas Hashem, and their Yiras Hashem is not so great. Some people excel at Yira, and their Avas Hashem is lacking. Ava, the Yira have to go together, Shomer V'Zochor V'Dibarech and Emru. When it comes to the celebration of Pesach, so you have also both of these aspects together. Some people are really, really good at the Shomer of Pesach. They're mamish, they're under the refrigerator, they got every last drop out of there, they're mamish, they're kasher, their kitchen's glory, and they come to the Yom of Pesach, and besides being exhausted, like all of us hopefully are at this point, but somehow, Pesach is a time of, they even view it as tircha, they view it as something negative, there's a lot of fears, a lot of anxiety, a lot of, even songs that have been written about pre-Pesach blues and that all kind of, that whole presentation of all the negativity and all the tension involved in Pesach. So that's a big, big problem. When a person puts so much emphasis on the Shemira and there's no Zechira, there's no Ava, there's no love, there's no Geshmak, the Seder is not a Seder, the Davening is not a Davening, the Learning is not a, everything is just nervous, though. The whole week they're nervous about Chometz. So that it's a great Shemira, but a very, very poor Zechira. And you have other people who, generally in life, they're very kind of happy-go-lucky people who, like the nice size of, kumzitzes, and they're all happy about mitzvahs, which is great. Like people who are happy about mitzvahs. But, what's a little chametz here and there, a little chametz mashu, what's a big deal, a little karis here and there, no big deal. So they like to emphasize all the the quote-unquote nice side of Pesach. You know, Pesach is all about eating knedlach and singing Dayenu and, you know, hiding the afikomen. There's also something funny about that. I mean, it's cute, but that's not really what Pesach is really all about. So there's a tremendous shemir, there's a tremendous yishamayim, there's a tremendous amunah Hashem, there's a tremendous sense of responsibility that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, you know, these very, very serious areas of halacha, because Pesach is nothing to laugh about. So a person really has to perfect both. If you want Yom Tov Pesach to be an unbelievably enjoyable Yom Tov, it should be gaval, because simcha, as Manchi was saying, it's gaval, moyedik. It starts the ball rolling for the entire year. It starts our whole Avodas Hashem. Everything emanates from the Yom Tov. It's gavaldik. Maridik. It's tremendous, tremendous time of simcha. On the other hand, Chazal did institute. There is a thing in Halach called chumad chametz. There's a reason why this karis on. It's a serious thing. Avodas Hashem is serious. Avodas Hashem is not all fun and games. Life is not all fun and games. Life is not tension and anxiety either. So you have to have a perfect, perfect blend of the proper seriousness, the proper covered rosh in terms of approaching the Yom Tov Pesach, combined together with the proper sense of simcha, and only can enjoy a tremendous zchus to celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yom Tov. Hopefully this perfect balance of Shoma V'Zochor that we practice every week for Shabbos should also be practiced during the week of Pesach as well. And hopefully this will spill over. This will really affect the Avodas Hashem. This is the real Avoda, is to be able to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our Shomers and our Zochars, with the Avas and the Yiras and the perfect unison together, to make that perfect blend in terms of our Avodas Hashem being in the proper perspective. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us all this Yad Dishmaya to finish up our Shomer parts of Pesach, get ready into the model of the Zochar parts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the opportunity to celebrate the Shabbos and the Yom Tov together. That the Netzach Shem should be Yom Tov Koyel, and hopefully we should be Zoicha. The Neuchel Shom, whether it's a Zvachim or Psachim, or Psachim or Zvachim, to be determined, but we should be Zoicha to eat all of them together. Okay, everybody. Ooh, right now, you're my favorite.